Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be joined by our friend Tom Heiser in a little bit. He's going to give us our monthly veterans update. Looking forward to that. And a little bit later, we'll get into some entertainment news. Then a right story, good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule. Plenty more coming up for you. But it's a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody. Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR. Today, we're going to talk about two ingredients found in Korean cooking that are not only fun to say, but are also delicious.
Wow, you've really been on an Asian ingredient kick lately, haven't you?
Oh, why shouldn't I be? Not only are most recipes free from dairy, they often also don't have tomatoes in them.
Oh, so we're just going to talk about foods you like? What about the rest of us?
Don't you remember that entire episode we did about pie? That was just a year and a couple of months ago on June 26, 2023. Oh, chair of the North American pan of the Midwest crust of the Central Wisconsin filling of the pie council.
How many times do I have to tell you? You can just call me Motown PC Toff for short.
We're back to the anagrams again, aren't we?
I kind of like it. It embodies not only my love of pie, but also my love of music.
That's delightful. Can we get back to the topic, please?
Yes! I want to get to all the fun, impossible-to-pronounce words Melissa has in store for me today. I have a great respect for Korean culture, and I apologize in advance for massacring the names of the food.
Are you sure we can't talk about pie? You know, we've entered my birthday month, and personally, I think that...
No, we can't. We must talk about what I think of as Korean Chef Boyardee.
Huh?
Well, I haven't tried it completely yet, but the pictures I've seen of tteokbokki look like giant beefaroni minus the beef.
Whoa. First off, don't insult my Italian heritage with Chef Boyardee. But second, how can you have beefaroni without the beef? I might not stoop to Chef B, but Hamburger Helper is actually a decent meal in a pinch, and I can make it by myself, so I'm kind of proud of that.
I'm impressed, James.
Thank you. But I know we're not talking about beefaroni, because I have absolutely no issues reading that word. What are these fun Korean ingredients you mentioned earlier? Tteokbokki.
You know, that was pretty close.
I even used a search engine to help me.
Did you use your friend?
Yeah.
Did your friend help you on that one?
Yeah.
Shout it out from your neck.
gave me the silent treatment.
Well, one of the ingredients used in tteokbokki, for sure. The other is optional, but I'm interested in them both. They are gochugaro and gochujang.
Gazunte.
Aren't you cute?
I haven't heard of these.
Okay.
I have not heard of these.
This is new.
I have been hearing them a lot more in the recipe videos that I've been watching on Facebook Reels and on YouTube, and it got me curious. I mentioned gochujang last month during our Kitchen's Open segment on oyster sauce.
Yep. Yet another episode on Asian cooking.
But you like oysters.
But oyster sauce tastes nothing like oysters.
I've heard that's true. Not having tasted either, I have no horse in the race, but I'll stick my two cents into just so I can say something that's not hard to pronounce.
Just wait. I read ahead and it gets worse for you, my friend.
I am very scared right now.
Actually, I am really enthralled with this ingredient, and I do think it's fun to say, but I'll break it down for you.
Could you first tell us what it is? The word is great to hear, but I'm pretty sure many of our listeners don't speak Korean. I certainly don't. So what is it?
Gochujang is a thick crimson chili paste. So gochu is the Korean word for chili peppers, and jang means fermented paste. Gochugaro, on the other hand, is Korean red pepper flakes. Gochu, again, is the word for chili pepper, and garu means powder.
All right, following so far.
Okay.
Red peppers are good things.
Like red peppers.
I love chili peppers. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So I found gochujang at Point Market and Vietnamese restaurant in Stevens Point. The very helpful clerk didn't make me feel bad for mispronouncing the word. I was just like, do you have some of the gochuga stuff? Like, I don't know what it is. She just asked me if I wanted the paste or the powder. And I said the paste. She was also the one who suggested using it to make tteokbokki.
So have you made it?
Kind of. So I actually tried to make it last night, but it's not authentic because I haven't found rice cakes yet.
Ah, now we're talking about cake. What kind of Kitchen's Open episode torture is this?
No, Asian cakes aren't actual cake like we think of cake. In fact, they contain no gluten at all, which is what gives the cakes I love the its moist sponginess and delicious texture.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Is this a cake-off? Are we pitting cakes against each other now?
No. I'm just pointing out that Asian rice cakes are extremely versatile and can be used in both sweet and savory recipes.
So, kind of like what you say about oatmeal.
Exactly.
I quit.
You can't. We haven't even talked about Gucci Guru or Gucci Kajang or... What did I just say?
It was close.
Well, you said them better than I did the first time.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But however you say them, they're important ingredients and they're in some fun and delicious Korean dishes.
Like kimchi.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've heard of that. It's kind of like a Korean sauerkraut. I actually have heard of that. Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad way of describing it for those of us who have no experience of it. Wikipedia describes it as a traditional Korean side dish consisted of salted and fermented vegetables, most often napa cabbage or Korean radish. It also contains a wide selection of seasonings, including gochugaru. That's where the spice comes from.
Now, I tried kimchi once in high school. For some reason, I remember it being in my biology class, which is a little weird, right? I would love to try it again, and I want to try making it myself so I can control the heat, because I really can only handle a little bit. Have either of you tried kimchi?
I don't think so.
Long time ago, when I was living out in California. It was big out there.
I was going to say, I bet you can't you go anywhere find it there.
Yeah. Easily there, yeah.
And I want to say, if I got it right, I may have tried it at like the Mongolian Grill or something
like that.
Okay. And I walked into that place and walked out just blown away, because I did not think that was my kind of place, and I would go there right now. Like, it was really good.
Yum.
So was it spicy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a good reason that I ended up with gochujang instead of gochugaru. Mm-hmm. Although I could control the amount of powder I add to things, the gochujang paste is delightful in recipes. According to souschef.co.uk, gochujang is a thick and savory paste. It adds body and texture to recipes as well as flavor. It's a little spicy, but it has a rich umami taste that adds warmth, tang, and a little bit of sweetness to dishes.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Everything should have a umami taste.
Umami?
Umami,
yes.
Umami taste.
I'm with you. It's great.
We can say umami more.
Umami. Fun word.
Surprisingly, actually, most things do, and we only recently discovered that flavor and gave it a name that is being widely spoken of. Yes.
Huh. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk recipes and what you can do with these ingredients. The first is a simple barbecue sauce made by whisking gochujang with soy sauce, garlic, and a hint of honey or brown sugar. Brush that on chicken and beef, and you have an instant hit. I can't wait to try it.
That does sound very good.
I definitely would try that, yes.
Very good. I'm guessing that's pretty what we consider Korean barbecue.
Yes.
That's pretty standard.
It is, and if you read Korean barbecue recipes, there are some other ingredients like vinegar, I think, like rice wine vinegar, and a couple other things to add a little more acidity, I think, but I was trying to keep it real simple. So now this is another recipe actually I made the other day. It's a delicious cucumber dish made with just cucumbers and a sauce made with 1/4 cup soy sauce, 1/4 cup rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of gochujang, and 1 tablespoon of maple syrup and some lime juice.
Ooh.
You just whisk that up, and I could probably eat that every day. The trick was spiral cutting the cucumbers so they could soak up even more of the dressing.
Ah, very cool.
Now, the spiral cut, all you have to do is you place chopsticks on either side of the cucumber. I used metal straws because then they didn't taper.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And you slice the cucumbers in a straight line. Then you flip the cucumber over completely and cut it again at an angle all the way across the cucumber. When you pick it up, you have a spiral of cucumber, and it's great. It's like an accordion. You can like...
I like that.
It's supposed to play with your food.
Boing, boing. Come on, playing with our food is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, before we run out of time, we have to talk about tteokbokki.
Yes, the whole reason for this episode.
Yes, tteokbokki. Did I say that right? Did I get it? Oh, I did. Wow.
You got it.
Wow. Write that down.
Okay, but however you say it, I really want to try it because it looks delicious, and I actually did try to make it last night. So.
Oh, okay.
But I need to find a source for rice cakes. But you could also just make the sauce and pour it over any pasta.
Back to the cakes again.
But rice cakes are just that. Rice formed into different shapes. There's a lot more that goes into it, and the making of rice cakes and the rich history that goes with it. It's actually fascinating. But in the interests of time, we'll skip that for today.
But that's what I wanted to learn about.
Well, then maybe you should take over the segment then.
Nope.
I just
read what I'm given and slip in little nuggets of information I store in my head when it's relevant.
Fine. So besides the rice cakes, The sauce for the tteokbokki is made with 2 tablespoons gochujang, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, and you can add chopped green onions for garnish. If you have gochugaro, you can add that for spice if you want more. The gochujang is actually, it has a fair amount of spice, as I learned last night. But
yum.
Okay, so many of the recipes call for boiling the rice cakes in water or broth with onions, then adding the sauce. You end up with this orangey red sauce on what look like giant straight elbow noodles if you're using the rice cakes. I honestly can't wait to try this with the proper ingredients, but guys, I made this last night.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I have a picture to show you. I was going to try to bring in an example, but I didn't think you wanted to smell Korean Chef Boyardee at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't have time. So you also get to see my fridgescape.
Oh,
because
nice,
it's in
nice,
the fridge, great. So I just took a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, that looks thin, yeah.
So I made it with, I had some chickpea lasagna noodles. So I...
For some reason,
which...
It looks good, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't make the lasagna with them, obviously, but they need to get used up because they expired last month. So so I broke them up into pieces, and I mixed together the sauce in the pan. I threw in the onions and the pasta, and then brought that to a boil. The recipe that I followed for the amount of water I put in there called for two-thirds of a cup of gochujang, which was probably too much for me because I can only handle so much spice. But it's delicious, guys. It turned out so good.
Nice.
And what I ended up doing, because it was really, really spicy, I mixed in a little bit of the lactate cottage cheese that I buy. So it has lactate added to it that to help counteract the lactose that my body doesn't like.
Right.
It tasted like my mom's lasagna.
Really?
Yes. It was so good. And I had added cabbage in there too to just have a vegetable because I was not going to make a separate thing. I wanted one pan dinner. But it was so good.
Nice.
I can't wait to eat the leftovers.
Right on. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I got to find a place to source the rice cakes because I do want to try them.
Yeah.
Would you have tried this without it being being blunt content, being part of the segment and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's, okay.
Most of these content that I write is because it's something I'm curious about.
I think that's cool.
To Seth's point.
But I also know sometimes you've done things just because you get down a rabbit hole. And so I was curious about that one. Oh,
yeah. No, this is one I definitely wanted to try, especially because that nice young lady in Point was like, oh, yes, you should just look up tteokbokki. It's really good. And if you look up recipes for it, a lot of them do call for cheese. They'll add cheese to it.
Okay.
The base recipe, and this is a very common street food in Korea and something you can get there like anywhere. So
nice.
I think that it, yeah. It's a very delicious food if you sounds can handle a little bit of spice. Yeah.
Oh, bring it on.
Well, I think we better wrap this up for today. Thank you for joining us for another segment of The Kitchen's Open.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, we'd love to talk about your business during the 9 o'clock hour every Monday.
Just call Pam in our front office, 715-424-1300, and she'll put you in touch with our head of sales, Ashley.
That number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yay!
Very good nice. One.
That was really fun, Melissa. That was really fun. Thank you so much for that one.
Bye. Although, I'm talking about my character next time, so we'll get into that.
As long as Seth is talking to you, I could really use some direction on my character. What's my motivation, Melissa? We'll talk during the break. We'll be back with our good friend
Tom. Such a pain in the butt.
Be back with our friend Tom Heiser right here on Morning Show at WFHR.
Tell me something.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James, all here with you. And we are joined at the beginning of every month by our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update. Tom, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Always appreciate the time and everything that you and our friends put into this, not only this segment, but this community, Tom. We greatly appreciate that. Let's go ahead and dive right in. What do we have up first?
Well, we've got a busy September or August coming up. You know, it's crazy. Matter of fact, Beth's Breakfast is going on this morning. That's the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. Next Monday, September, Labor Day. So they're going to move that. But I don't know what day that's going to be. Tonight, Military Monday at Ritter Field. Weather permitting.
Yes.
Cross your fingers, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weatherman is whatever. We have the Allied Vets meeting on Tuesday night down at the VFW post at 6 o'clock. That's when the leaders from all the veterans groups get together and plan out what's going on in the next month so we don't override each other. Also, Wednesday, August 7th is Purple Heart Day.
Yeah, that's a good one, Tom. That's one that I know that we usually like to highlight every year. What is that day specifically about?
It's honoring service people that were injured in the line of duty.
Yeah,
Purple Heart.
You know, and I appreciate that, Tom. I know that it seems like there's some younger people out there. I think for a lot of generations, we hear Purple Heart, we know what it means. And some of my students in like the past year, I brought it up and they didn't know what it meant, and we had to get into a detail of what the Purple Heart is. It's one of the most important things that we can give to our soldiers. So I wanted to make sure that we really hit that home, what the Purple Heart is. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Right, and it's one of the higher ranking. Mm-hmm. Medals have a hierarchy, so to say.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's kind of high up there.
Yeah.
So we'll go
yeah.
with that one. On Thursday the 8th is Rudolph American Legion's monthly meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday the 10th is Agent Orange Awareness Day. That's primarily for the Vietnam era veterans. It's not just Vietnam. It's Thailand and a few other areas where they have associated Agent Orange with. And on Tuesday, your favorite one, Morning Joe and Doe.
Yeah. It's a great one. It's a great one, Tom. It's a great
one. Over in Stevens Point. Wednesday is the Heroes Cafe, the 14th, starting about 7:30. And let's see. Also on the 14th is Navajo Code Talkers Day from World War II.
Ooh.
That was really... Somebody was really thinking on that one.
Yeah. It's especially if you haven't done any homework on that one or done any, looked into that one. It's one of the most fascinating pieces of our history. How that all broke down, how that happened, where the idea came from, the people that put work and time into it and everything. It's a great day to be able to, I don't know much about that. Really dive into it. Go down that rabbit hole. I guarantee you, you're going to be fascinated by what you find.
It is, exactly. That's a fantastic idea, and probably saved a lot of the war.
Absolutely did. Absolutely.
And then on Wednesday the 14th is American Legion Post 9's meeting. Thursday is the VFW Post the 15th, our meeting at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday the 16th and 17th, that's the Kellner Corn Fest.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I needed that this year. I haven't had much corn yet.
And the VFW is the only organization selling sweet corn out there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Very good.
That's a good one.
That money will go back into the community. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, we have VFW night at Culver's.
Yeah.
From 4 to 8. So a percentage of that sales during that time frame goes directly to the VFW.
One of the more win-win situations in our community where you get Culver's and you're putting back into the community, helping our vets who help us. It's a win-win situation.
Right. And like Melissa and I talked last year, everybody has to eat.
Yes. That's true. Why not get some Culver's and put back into your community at the same time?
And then Friday and Saturday, we have our VFW Poppy Drive. The poppies is an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thank you. Yeah, Tom's handing me one right now. Yeah.
The poppy money is specific. It does not go to the local VFW as such. We cannot use it for paying our bills. This has to go to disabled veterans organizations, veterans in need where it goes. So this is a separate pocket, so to say, where that money goes. Veterans, dependents, and orphans of deceased veterans who are in need while wearing and display the red poppies continue to honor the lives lost in service to our country.
Yeah. Again, information I don't know if everybody knows. Thank you for sharing them that, Tom.
No problem. I'll get you more information once I get back on my computer.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday the 28th is Heroes Cafe again. And then on the 29th is Marine Corps Reserve's birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Another important one.
Yep. And then on Friday the 30th, we're out at Nakusa for the football game.
Cool.
Where did summer go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High school football just popped in my brain. Like, yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, that's right. It's right around the corner.
Exactly. You know, we present the colors out there, and we work with the VFW and the Nakusa High School, and they're very, very receptive to us. And it's a very good, nice field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be there.
Mm-hmm. And every Wednesday, Tom, really do appreciate you noting this one as well. Mobility for Vets.
Right, the Mobility for Vets wheelchair shop over in Waupaca. We have vets from Rapids that drive over there every Wednesday.
Yeah.
They work on wheelchairs. They work on other devices for the people that have issues. They work on beds.
Oh, wow.
If you get an opportunity, just stop over there and see it because it's really something. If you have something to donate, give them a call at 715-281-6175, and they'll set up something to pick it up. They'll pick up old-style wheelchairs, the new mobility wheelchairs, you know, with the batteries and motors and stuff like that. So
fancy ones.
Yes. Yeah,
they do a lot of great work. Cool. Reach out to them if you need. And we had one to wrap up on, Tom, the VFW Ultimate Car Raffle.
Yes, that's still going on.
And,
1972 Pontiac Le Mans 400 cubic inch engine. Now, we're talking muscle car here. Contact any VFW member, and there's some other places that have these tickets as well. With the cruise we just had.
Yeah.
If you look in the mirror, you will look good in that car.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are not kidding. You are not kidding. You are not kidding. Tom, did you have anything else, Tom?
No, that's about it. Okay. Once again, we're getting busy, and that's the way it...
Yeah, yeah. We encourage you to, whenever you come across any of these events, spread the word about them in your community. Attend them as much as you can. Help those that help us, like our VFW always has and always does. Tom, if people have follow-up questions or maybe they want to get information to you or find out more about some of the things we talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Yes, just call 715-600-0401. Our commander, Sean Plant, will answer the phone and answer any questions that you have. Also a good source for raffle tickets. You want to promote that one.
And Tom, we look forward to every month when you're able to join us. And so the audience knows, Tom leaves these notes with us. So if you need a follow-up and have any questions or need anything repeated, please just reach out to us here and we'll make sure you get the info. Greatly appreciate you, Tom. Thanks so much.
And we really appreciate your stations, plural, doing this for us because it does help. It gets the word out there that... we are active.
All right.
Yeah. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again real soon. We'll get to our news break and our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. It's entertainment news. It's entertainment news. It's entertainment. I'm trying.
You need a new theme song.
I was trying to save Civic some money, and I didn't want to have a new bumper, so I thought I'd come up with something. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress.
All right.
It does give me a segue into letting the audience know that coming up next Monday, we are going to be saying goodbye to our old morning show theme song.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
This morning, the incredible staff we have here, we all worked tirelessly, endlessly, at finding a new theme song for our morning show.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Sure did. Well, the working tirelessly, endlessly part was all you. I mean, you just had us listen to songs, and I went, number three?
I don't know. After we were done, I was pretty tired. So.
We're looking forward to premiering that next week, everybody.
Well done, James, on searching that out and giving us the choice.
Yeah.
You had three options. You had a real lot of choices.
Well, you know, but there's a thing. When you have too many options, it's really hard to decide. That's why I like shopping at Aldi versus Walmart.
There you go.
It does remind me, though, if you guys do have other options, please feel free to submit them.
Oh,
and
no,
everything.
Man.
And
we, you don't want to do that. No. I have so many choices I want to throw at you.
The consensus was pretty good, though. I mean, I think we all pretty much agreed the one that was the best.
It'll be fun.
That was fun.
Now we'll look forward to hearing from our listeners.
Yes.
And you tell us if we chose well.
Please do. We love your feedback, everybody. Steven Tyler is never going to fully recover from his vocal issues, unfortunately.
Aww.
So on Friday, Aerosmith announced that they have made the, quote, a heartbreaking and difficult but necessary decision to retire from touring stage.
Okay.
They added, "We are grateful beyond words for everyone who is pumped to get on the road with us one last time, play our music loud now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true." It's actually one of the better written things I've seen of these. It starts out, and it was 1970 when a spark of inspiration became Aerosmith. Thanks to you, our Blue Army, with the spark caught flame and has been burning for over five decades.
Wow.
That ain't hey.
I am not a gigantic Aerosmith fan or anything, but my dad really was, and I got to see them in Alpine some years back, and I came out of it a big Aerosmith fan.
I went into it. Aerosmith's cool. I played their music a ton over on my old GLX and all that stuff and everything. And I know their music inside and out. But I hadn't really put too much to the musicians themselves. Steven Tyler was one of the better frontmen I've seen. Just incredibly gifted at getting the audience involved, while also obviously a very recognizable voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown away by the rest of the band and so much of their work. And if 5 decades, anything that could stay around 5 decades, it's impressive.
That's impressive, for sure.
And out of the like classic rock, or what used to be called classic rock, and that has changed some. But out of all the bands that I would be forced to choose from, I think Aerosmith would probably be towards the top.
There you go.
That's a resounding endorsement.
Songs. Yeah, isn't it?
I think they're one of those bands that almost everybody has a song they like by that band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they I like Dream On, or I like this one, or something like that.
Hole in My Soul.
Another one of those bands that was able to like have a huge second act thanks to music videos. They do Walk This Way with Run DMC. It really changes the course of where they go from there. And they start, wait a minute, we can get a bigger audience with these music videos. To the point where I can't think of many bands that re-release a song in part for a music video in Sweet Emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a concept for it and everything, and they re-release it, and it blows that song up, so their previous library blows up, and also helps them, you know, get a new record deal and Eat the Rich and some of these later albums that they would come out with.
Wow. And I would say, actually, they almost had like a third and fourth act as well. You know, they had the big hit from the Armageddon soundtrack
in the late
90s.
Close my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall asleep.
Pretty impressive.
Can't stand that song. Anyway.
That's why I sang it like that, just for you.
Pretty impressive.
It's still impressive.
So everybody knows how I feel about spoilers. It's like one of my major pet peeves. I've like got two or three
pet peeves in this world. Ruin that movie for you, James? I'm really sorry.
And here I was all set to watch Armageddon tonight, and you can't ruin that movie. The writer's dead.
Snap.
So I want to talk about the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie, but I don't want to spoil any of the cameos for anybody. So if you don't want that spoiled, if you have not seen it yet, earmuffs. But Wesley Snipes showed up in it.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Wesley Snipes showed up as Blade.
Whoa.
Wesley Snipes showed up as Blade. It was awesome. It was so cool. I freaked out. I still am. It is incredible that they made this happen. I cannot express how incredible it is that they made this happen. Of all the cameos I thought might show up in that movie, this one, I would have bet you money wouldn't happen. And when I saw him pop up on that screen, I literally popped up in my chair. Oh my God, it's Blade. Like, oh my God, I'm looking at the people like, it's Blade, you people.
Stood right up.
So Wesley Snipes broke 2 Guinness World Records thanks to his return as Blade in Deadpool and Wolverine. He now has the longest career as a live-action Marvel character. His return comes 25 years and 240 days after his first appearance in Blade in 98. And if it weren't for his cameo, Hugh Jackman would have taken the record after first appearing in X-Men in 2000. Patrick Stewart had previously held the record.
Okay.
Snipes also broke the record for longest gap between character appearances in Marvel. The last time he played Blade was in 2004, Blade Trinity, which is a gap of 19 years of difference.
Wow.
That record previously been held by Alfred Molina, who played Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2, and then in the most recent Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
Snipes says, quote, "What? Really? Do I get a certificate? he said a huge thanks to the Guinness World Records. He was actually really humbled by this, and it was a really like kind of a sweet moment for him. He's like, really? I'm a record holder? Like,
that's really
he was
cool.
All like a little kid about it and everything.
People forget that was the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Blade was the first Marvel movie. Now, this was obviously before all the continuity stuff, and they all connected to each other. But that was the first one that actually got decent, you know, big budget that was actually made. So he does have a little special place in the whole Marvel thing.
There is a really unique and really cool thing that they did with this where, Sony, Fox, the whole, you know, craziness that was going on with all that stuff, so much of that, if not all of it, it's all on Marvel now. Disney owns all of it. So it's all kind of like straightened out. But in the movie, they're kind of saying goodbye to some of these characters that didn't necessarily get a send-off, that didn't get a goodbye in some of that. So you've got a lot of the previous characters from that regime showing up in this movie, and them getting a chance to kind of not just say goodbye to these characters, but for audiences to get to say goodbye to these characters. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool, well-written way of doing it, while also getting the cameo fix that everybody wants and everybody was expecting.
Of course, right, yeah.
But it works out story-wise. Like, it isn't shoehorned in. It isn't forced in. It seems perfectly with the rest of the story. It's honestly, I've been thinking a lot about this because I didn't want to just come out of the movie and say, that's the best movie ever or anything like that. It is easily, for me, top three greatest superhero movies of all time.
Wow.
Dark Knight is always going to be number one for me, selfishly. But honestly... I would say the Spider-Man movie, No Way Home, is right up there just because of the writing of combining all those different multiverses and making it all work. This one, one of the things that we like about Deadpool, that we like about some of those movies, is the breaking of the fourth wall. He not only breaks the fourth wall in these, but also breaks the fourth wall of other franchises and other movies in doing this and combining it all together. It's incredibly done writing-wise. Like, just the writing alone of the movie, let alone all the different things that they had to go through.
It had to have been a heck of a writing process to get all that together.
And it just over the weekend broke the Passion of the Christ record for the greatest selling R-rated movie around the world of all time. Like, shattered it. Just shattered. That's a record that stood for like 20 some years and everything.
Wow.
Just really impressive what they were able to pull off with this movie.
It sounds like you're wrapping up talking about that, because all I heard was through most of that. Sorry, I just tuned out.
But I was
waiting for you to get to the end, because one of the ballet threads that I follow on Reddit, there was a gal in a Deadpool costume doing a ballet routine on Point.
Oh, that's so cool.
I almost sent it to you, but the dance got a little R-rated.
Oh,
we'll say. Right,
which would make sense.
No, probably PG-13. But but I just did that. That was weird. I didn't want to send it to you.
No, I could see.
But I thought of you at the beginning. I was like, I should send it to him. And then I went, no, I should not.
I appreciate that. New on your small screen tonight, Olympic highlights from Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson on Peacock at 6. Primetime Olympic coverage begins at 7. Do a great job of recapping the day's events. The Bachelorette is on at 7 on ABC. And streaming premiere of One Life on Paramount Plus. Jonathan Flynn and Anthony Hopkins star as British humanitarians who helped save hundreds of Jewish children from being murdered by Nazis in Czechoslovakia during World War II. Helena Bonham Carter is also in this one.
Wow.
It's going to be a tough watch, but I'm seeing that one. I'm definitely seeing that one. I did want to remind everybody, it is a Muppet Monday. Brie and I's podcast, What the Muppet, have a new episode premiered for you. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to check out YouTube and subscribe to the page. Thank you to everybody who has done so already.
All right.
We'll take a time out here. We'll get that out of the way.
Before we end the entertainment segment, I just have to do one more shout out to the Hopo Production cast and crew of It's a Madhouse. I got to see it yesterday. It was so good.
Nice.
I can't believe that these young people are able to pull off a full-length show in 3 weeks.
Amazing.
It is so amazing.
Very impressive.
It was
very
super impressive. They did such a great job. Congratulations, Steph. You guys, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. A shout out to the parents that dropped the kids off. A shout out to all the people working backstage. And a big shout out to that whole entire team, because it takes a team to make something like that happen.
Yep. And the house was full.
Nice.
I'm not surprised one bit.
Yeah. Good to hear. Thank you for that, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Be sure to support WRCT and follow along with them at wrctheater.org and follow them on social media. We'll come back and we're talking a WFHR WRI parking lot party.
Open house.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Wrapping up the show, we're going to take it right to the top of the hour.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
We are interesting coming out of this song to talk about a party. We got one coming up, everybody.
We do.
WFHR WIRI parking lot party is coming up. We are just a handful of days away.
Yeah, a little over a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's happening on Wednesday, November. Whoa. Where did that come from?
She's
August.
Jumping.
August 14th.
It's going fast enough, Melissa.
To be fair, we're all going to need a party in November.
Maybe we'll just have a reprise.
Yeah.
There you go.
But this is going to be a blast, everybody. This is sort of an open house where we want to have you all come down and join us. We're not only going to have you be able to check out the building and everything, but you're going to be kind of taking over the building
pretty much.
Some of our airwaves.
Yeah.
I'll be here from 4 to 6 broadcasting, and hopefully we'll have some local guests on with us. Maybe I'll have you on. Maybe I'll have you on. You come by and we'll see. We're also going to be doing a fun thing over on WIRI.
Yeah, Seth, talk about that.
Oh, okay. I was being involved in this one.
That was great.
We want your requests to play during the party. So we're going to play it over the air on WIRI as well as out in the parking lot so you get to hear the whole thing. We want your requests by August 11th. That is the deadline for that. Make sure you can get it to us by going our emails. Doesn't matter, you know, like Seth@civicmedia.us or anyone here. We can get we'll get the information.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to get them in early, so if we don't have it in our library, we can add it to that before then. And so make sure you get there. You can also text us on the WIRI text line.
That's right.
And we've also got one. We've already got one from there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if they want to include a dedication, can they do that?
Of course they can.
Sweet.
Dedication.
Who it was requested
apology
by.
Apology to your wife. You know, whatever it is. we'll do it. We'll say it over the air.
Oh, that's great.
And then
I'm really excited for the events for the kids. We're going to have some fun stuff going on as well as Taco Social Truck, food truck, where you can get tacos, and they have such a delicious menu. Like, I'm so excited for that. I'm eating there like 3 times while they're here, because they're going to be here from noon to 6. And the events for the kids, I'm so excited about this, you guys. I can't wait. If you have any interest in learning about what it's like being in radio, you're going to have the opportunity to.
Yeah.
We're going to have little outlines. You can choose which job you want to try. Do you want to be a news reporter? Do you want to be a morning show host? Do you want to be a radio DJ? You're going to get the opportunity to do that. Record it. And then I'm going to throw it on a USB drive that you can actually wear on your wrist, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
And you can take that home with you and show it to your friends and family.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe even make James play a couple of them on air during the live segment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know we're going to do that. Yeah.
So plan to bring your kids. We're going to have fun. We're going to have we'll have sidewalk chalk here for them to play and decorate our...
Awesome.
Our parking lot area. Mm-hmm.
All
we're
right.
going to have food. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a hula hoop contest.
Oh, that's
right.
Going
to kick off. Yes. I say we do it at 3 o'clock.
Melissa
what do you guys
versus
think?
James.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
yep.
That's
but,
perfect.
But the point is that James is going to do it.
Yes.
That's
he's
true.
Gonna he's
going
to be able to do it.
Yeah,
so it's not a him versus me who's going to win. It's he's going to be able to do it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But
real teaching moment there.
If you want to try your hips against James's, bring him down.
Yep. Yep.
We'll put a hula hoop on
take
you.
Take all challengers. Take all challengers. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And this is one of those things that not only are we looking forward to this year, but in the future. We'd love to be able to keep doing this.
Yeah, we're still working out some details with, but we might have Edge VR here.
Mm-hmm.
We might have some zoo animals here. Yeah. Like, there's so much in the works we're still working on. Wood County Health Department is going to have a table with some information, I'm hoping. Haven't quite heard back from them yet, but a lot of details we're still working on.
All kinds of surprises.
If you would like to be a part of the WFHR WIRI parking lot party, reach out to us at 424-1300. Just go ahead and reach out to us, and we'll get in touch with you, and we'll see what we can do.
And everybody else, put it on your calendars.
Yes.
Come on down. Don't plan to park in the parking lot, because that's where the party is. But you've got all of the street down here. Hopefully we're working on talking with the Bread and Butter Shop across the way and having parking nearby for you. But come on down. Have a good time.
We look forward to seeing you, everybody. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer to it. But be sure to mark your calendars August 14th. Wednesday, August 14th.
Noon to 6.
We're going to be here, and we want you to come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We have giveaways.
Yes.
Oh, don't forget, if you can, bring a donation for either our food pantry, or we're going to find out from the United Way when that gets closer if there are items that they still need for the school supply drive.
Yeah.
Bring those things, and hopefully we'll get confirmation from Chuck that your name will be entered into a drawing for a prize.
Yeah.
Right? We're
going to
have a prize.
Yes,
we're going to have giveaways.
We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have prizes. Yeah, we're giving stuff away. Yeah.
It might be James's homemade macaroni salad. But,
give it a shot. Give it a shot. See, you know, if anything, you can keep the Tupperware. You can keep the Tupperware. You got that. You
wow,
get free
that's
Tupperware.
Generous.
Free Tupperware. We got a kind of a that ain't right story here, sort of. So here, let's get into this. I should be getting paid to say this, but one of the funnier ad campaigns in recent years is the one about saving you from becoming your parents. and let's face it, we're all becoming our parents, whether we like it or not.
I mean, we all kind of knew that going into this.
Yeah. In a new poll, 27% of Americans say that they're worried they're becoming their parents.
27%? That's it?
Yeah. And the average person first realizes they act like their parents at 30 years old. The survey also asked which, quote, travel habits people are worried they picked up from their parents. And the top five were getting to the airport too early, forgetting something at home, wanting to find the gate before doing anything else, going to the bathroom right before or during flight boarding, and, quote, making friends at the airport.
That makes you like your parents.
I do all this, those, except for the last one. I do all those things. And I don't know. My parents don't fly anymore, so I don't think that's them. that's just me.
When you were saying that, too, it's like my parents didn't travel anywhere. I mean, we went to one thing every year. But beyond that, I don't know that I...
I think that a lot of this happens organically and certainly from DNA and those things. But I got to be honest, I think that my father's been trying to make me turn into him. I like going out of his way. Like
actively doing it.
I hadn't thought much about it, but when I was a little kid, my hair goes all over the place. But my dad, Jimmy, we got to pull it back. So he would work and work and work to pull my hair back and everything. And so it was straight, slick back. The way he talks, like, no, you say it like this. Like, the more I'm thinking about it, I think he has been slowly over the years.
Jimmy, you're a mini-me. Just get over
turning
it.
Me into that. Like, I don't think it happened organically. I think he made it happen.
When I run across pictures of my mom, I am looking more and more like her. The her that I remember from being a kid. Not like the... It's not just the pictures, but it's also the... Like, when I looked at my mom, I the visual you have in your mind, I remember her, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, that's a carbon copy right there.
What's been interesting to me, I think we know this part of it. What has been really fascinating to me is seeing like the connections with my kids and other family members. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Bria, like looks almost just like my mother and has so many mannerisms of my mom and so many of those things. My son, JC, he looks and acts so much like my little brother. And so many of those things. So that, like, seeing some of that has been very interesting to me. Turning into your parents is one thing, but seeing like other, you know, these
family
other connections and stuff.
Yeah, I see that with my nieces and nephews sometimes too, where I'm like, oh yeah, you look a lot like this other cousin. Like it's interesting.
It's wild how
family
it goes.
Ties.
I should put this out there too, because while my daughters seem to be okay for the most part, my son, my poor son, is I have coffee with Izzy last weekend and stuff, and we're going out for coffee, and we're standing in line, and she's getting her stuff, and she asked me politely, you know, do you know what you're going to have? And before I can say anything, she's like, well, I think I know what this is. And I'm looking at her, and I'm confused. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get what I always get, a mocha. She's like, hot, right? Like, yeah. Shakes her head. It's like, just like JC. It could be 100 degrees outside, and my son and I are the only two people in the world that will order a hot coffee. Like, it does keep happening. It just keeps on going on like that. You can't shut that off.
So you 27, the rest of the people that didn't vote out there, you are like your parents. Just get over it.
Yep.
In some small ways. Yeah. Not obviously all of the ways, because you're a different person.
Right. Getting to our schedule, we've got a good one lined up for you, of course. A little bit later today, join us all week long, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. Woo. Got a great one lined up for you today. In part one, we're going to talk to Hannah Wendell Scott, Foodwise Nutrition Educator with Wood County, UW Extension.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a great one. And in part two, Wisconsin State District Assembly Representative Scott Krug is going to be with us. Really good conversation with Scott. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to check that out. Of course, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial, going strong. What happened with my paper here?
It's the humidity, James. Everything's sticking together.
We have got the Boys of Summer Rafters hosting Minnesota tonight. Be sure to check that one out.
And it's Military Monday.
Yes. Get on over there for that, everybody, and encourage you to enjoy and spread the word about these. Military Monday, honoring our retired and active duty military for free entrance into the game, as well as a gluten-free hot dog. Special military jersey is going to be on auction as well. Keep that in mind, everybody. And then tomorrow, hosting Minnesota again on a special night at Winterfield. Join us at Winterfield for a free, fun-filled evening of National Night Out.
Mm-hmm. All right. From 3 to 6. And come down and see displays, police and fire, community tables. There's going to be so much fun for the kiddos. It's a good time.
Bounce houses, balloon maker, face painting, all kinds of cool stuff down there. And it's not just our local police department, but the Stevens Point Police Department. We're going to have some emergency services down there as well. Attend the event and receive a free ticket to the Rafters game starting at 6:35.
You just have to provide your email address.
Yeah, be sure to do so, everybody.
And zip code.
You guys had a couple of notes real quick. Yes. Melissa, I wanted to touch on
free
that
Free meals
one.
For all kids is still going on. Lunch only at Mead Park near the splash pad. That continues through August 16th. And that is, I don't see the times. Oh, 11:30 to 12:30. And then at Witter Park outside the Aquatic Center until June 16th, or I'm sorry, till August 16th from 11:30 to 12:30 as well. So if you need a free meal and you're under 18 and under, head on down.
There's a couple of things going on at the Moravian Church I want to make sure everyone knows about. On the 17th of August, that's a Saturday, we're going to have a combo rummage sale and brat fry.
Woo.
So come on down and get some repurposed items from the rummage sale, and then come on over and get something to eat.
Yeah.
We have brats and burgers and all kinds of good stuff. So
head
on down there.
Do you need any donations for that rummage sale?
I think we're still collecting stuff. People are still bringing stuff in. So I don't know about that. But I know one thing we can take, your books, your used books, because we are collecting them for the fall book sale, everybody. You'll have till September 15th to put them in the bin just outside in the parking lot there.
There you go.
And we'll take all comers because it's a big deal. And I want to remind everyone, all of the proceeds to that go to scholarships at Midstate.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So
appreciate that. Great work there.
Mm-hmm.
First responders in Kansas say a 14-month-old toddler who fell down a pipe last week. It was a foot wide and 12 feet deep, and he wasn't seriously hurt. He wouldn't grab a rope they tossed down to him, so they had to use a catch pole that's normally used for catcher dogs. They worked 20 hours to do this and got the little guy up there.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty
cool.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Great show today, you two.
You too.
You too.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.